Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm going to do something speculative right now in the sea of all the other political morass that's going on right now. I've been wondering what in this run-up, besides some of the obvious things, what caused the NRA show to cancel. And you can take what you want from it. Most of this is just going to be sort of an opinion and some thoughts on possible reasons, given that there was no mandate to cancel like there was last year. Now, was it for the money? Well, lots of people point out that the NRA annual meeting is the biggest, largest single fundraiser, and pretty much every post, every thought, every article, everybody out there that writes about this is what they say about it. Jim Shepard noted in the Outdoor Wire that the NRA wasn't going to give refunds to companies that pulled out of exhibiting. They would get to keep that money if they had a hall and a vendor just didn't show up. In theory, the money made from exhibitors should have covered the cost of running the exhibit hall and then some. But then came the building news about a number of withdrawn vendors. Then it became possible that the cost of the other events would surpass what they would expect to make from a crowd that was already predicted to be less than half normal. Normally, you're looking at upwards of 75, 80, maybe 85,000 people. A lot of people were seeing 35,000 as a predicted attendance. That was being swatted around the interwebs. And that assumed full exhibit hall, no restrictions, and a full weekend of activities. So if word of mouth about reduced exhibitors managed to knock another 10,000 off of that prediction, I don't know enough about their financial obligations and forecasting to know if that would drive it into the territory of losing money or not. But it's a possibility. Then there were the optics of the event. And there were some old documents out there. As the rumblings began, the number of vendors who were suddenly missing from Monday morning's exhibitor maps and lists that were deleted as word spread was more than what Stephen Gutkowski was able to find, or even the Daily Beast mentioned. And we're not talking about the kind of outfits who pick up the 10x10 booths only when the meeting is nearby, but names any casual gun owner would expect to see there. Now, there were partial images of the exhibitor map showing the empty booths, and at that particular time, the way they had set things up, it was going to be impossible to conceal the empty space unless you had a massive team working 24/7 to sell it to another vendor, rearrange booths from the edges, and give freebie spaces to people just to make it look less empty. And even then, I don't know how feasible that would have been, since presumably exhibit hall guides were likely completed and on their way to being printed, if not already printed, and vendors likely designed advertisements around their previously assigned booth numbers. Smith & Wesson was advertising their booth number on social media. So this may not have been possible to get vendors on board with moving around or for them to tolerate excessively cheap discounts given to new vendors in the desperation to fill space. It would have created a narrative that it's bad to do business with NRA if they screw over those who committed and paid early on, only for them to practically give away booths to those who didn't or wouldn't commit. Right now, the board and Wayne LaPierre are desperate to look like NRA members stand by them, so a visibly empty hall with far fewer attendees and already wide aisles would make for press photos that they may believe they can't afford. Add to this that the ILA Leadership Forum, at least any time somebody was looking at it, never had more than the big Texas politicians, Abbott, Cruz, Cornyn, and Crenshaw, along with Mark Robinson from North Carolina, listed. It appeared they couldn't get commitments from big national names to attend, which would have again signaled a loss of influence and interest that NRA can't really afford to be a story. And I'm sure that there's additional insights from the NRA into these risks by a number of the advanced ticket sales to ticketed events that I'm not privy to. There's never any report on how those do, so there's no way to verify if they were anywhere close to hitting any break-even point. So whatever costs for cancellation are, those are likely private, so there's no way to know how much they'll have to pay out in broken contracts plus refunded tickets. They also likely had data from canceled hotel rooms. If you look around, over the weekend, their official housing partner was still advertising reasonable rates for rooms at the Hilton, right across the street from the convention center, where several of the events were going to be taking place. But even sources who wanted to remain anonymous mentioned they already canceled hotel rooms. Even if some vendors just weren't going to tell NRA that they weren't coming, they would have had data from those partners that exhibitors were backing out. And the people seeing these now empty rooms at their hotels are locals who likely know people who are planning to attend, and they'd be able to report about how many vacancies they were seeing now, which might convince some people who were interested that this wouldn't be worthwhile. And then there's a potential loss of power. There's very little that members can actually do at the member meeting since the initial big board revolt was wise enough to put in safeguards, making it nearly impossible to recreate their work. But the NRA knows there would be a huge press interest in their meeting of members due to the drama of their last meeting in 2019. And they technically met in 2020, but there was basically no press coverage of it. The whole sideshow that has become the NRA internal politics now would attract press attention no matter what, and that means that any challenge at all would be highly covered and scrutinized by people they generally don't want scrutinizing their business. But the biggest issue is that even though there are reports that Wayne uses NRA funds to fly out supporters to stack votes for his preferred candidate, those people may not be enough to outweigh those willing to show up calling for change. And the last time the NRA had to partially cancel a convention, the Denver event, slated to take place right after Columbine happened, members turned up in solidarity for the meeting to the issue and not blaming law-abiding gun owners for the criminal actions of sociopaths. The government was trying to issue demands for NRA to cancel their meeting despite not having any authority to make those calls, and the only major event that year was the membership meeting in the mood to stand by their organization. The 2021 is not 1999. Wayne has angered regulators and many casual members, not to mention the building influence of the people he's always making mad. And the populism he stoked isn't so forgiving of the report that he used membership dollars rather than his own money to buy fancy suits. Even though some people say that's been discredited. Even those generally more forgiving of such reports are getting tired of the fact that the perception is he's leading NRA into fights it doesn't need to have. So, it's likely a combination of many things. You know, worry about the optics of support and popularity that could come out of a member meeting that mostly troublemakers might attend. The actual optics of a massive convention hall with a bunch of empty booths. And the reduced membership who would attend. So, they didn't want to risk member backlash at a meeting without the promise of member cash to raise desperately needed funds and then nobody show up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
would know there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull,
and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now, after the Pentagon confirmed that we had casualties from the two suicide bombings that took place, that was when the Wall Street Journal got the numbers and started reporting the four United States Marines that were dead. Now, the Pentagon also confirmed that a number of U.S. service members were killed in today's complex attack at Kabul Airport. And, Now, the service members who were killed in Kabul today are the first American combat casualties in the country since February 2020. You know, during Trump's run. Making this loss yet more blood on Biden's hands amid this mismanaged withdrawal from Afghanistan. So this is all on Joe Biden, nobody else. In remarks delivered from the White House on August the 20th, President Biden was clear on this one. Clear. His version of clear. Any attack on our forces or disruption of our operations at the airport will be met with a swift and forceful response. His words. He also insisted that his administration was keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat at or around the airport, including from the ISIS affiliates in Afghanistan. Now, since that attack, as of this moment, and I'm going to double check that here in just a second, after this attack, as of this moment, no statement or briefing has been issued from the White House, and there's been no update to the White House schedule suggesting that President Biden will address the American people on Thursday's developments or the tragic loss of American service members. Now, this is probably why I'm not in charge of nothing. Because if I were in charge of something right now, I would have two echelon wings of A-10s coming in a crisscross pattern, running mock runs on that airport, coming in low, screaming the way they do, and doing those mock runs just to show them. Because when an A-10 makes a pass, and that Gatling gun is chattering at them, there is not going to be too many people left in its path. It's going to, as a matter of fact, you can use that as a way to plant crops, because it's going to plow the field. We should be doing that right now. We should be buzzing that airport right now. We should have Apaches with, full load out there on their horizon. I've seen video of people taxiing the Blackhawks. Well, we probably should be strafing the Blackhawks. I don't know what the plan is for the equipment or anything else. I wonder if they're trying to get everybody out before they start doing any demolition of the equipment, as in blowing it up from the air, or if they're even going to do that. I don't know. Without the PMCS on the various aircraft, those things are going to get a little dangerous. I mean, every time one of those things lifts off, it has been gone over with a comb, a fine-tooth comb. But in the interim right now, we're doing nothing as far as I can tell. Let me do, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a quick look just to be sure. Let's go look at all of the conservative, Biden has not yet addressed the nation. He's going to address them later on this evening, and now they're saying that there's been 12 U.S. service members murdered. And that's what this is not. We're not involved in combat operations here. These are murders. combat operations are a whole different thing. Right now, supposedly, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, we are supposedly sharing intel and coordinating with the Taliban to try to thwart the ISIS attacks. Which general said this? Is this an American general? Tell me it. General Kenneth McKenzie, my God. This, you know, any of you that are veterans that are listening to this now or later on today, when you listen to the podcast or whatever, let me just tell you this. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You did exactly what you were told to do. You did it well. You carried out your mission as it was laid out in front of you, and it is only due to the spineless cowardice of the civilian leadership above you that you were not allowed to complete the job. You shouldn't have been there for 20 years. We could have done this a lot quicker. We didn't have to stay there. Why? After we did what we had to do, we could have pulled right back out. And anybody that got out there, if the UN came and said, well, we condemn what you've done, the United States, just say, really? Well, get out of New York. Go ahead and go set up in Islamabad. See how well that works for you. We could have done those things, but we didn't do that. We didn't do that under, we didn't do it under Bush. We didn't do it under Obama. We didn't do it under Trump. We haven't done it yet under Biden. So, it's not your fault. There was some other stuff going on. And I was talking about the military-industrial complex. That normally comes into play after the cessation of military operations, where we're getting out there saying, this is a toothbrush. Have you ever seen a toothbrush? This is toothpaste. And we start trying to civilize them, to Americanize them, to give them indoor plumbing and iPhones and Netflix and all this other stuff. That's the American military-industrial complex. That's when that comes into play. And that's why there's so many Americans over there now that are trapped, because they've been working there doing just that. So, in the meantime, we have a completely incompetent commander-in-chief. His vice commander-in-chief, she's worse. The people in charge of the Pentagon are worse. You're going to have to excuse me right now. Excuse my bitterness, if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says a Taliban failure may have led to the deadly terrorist attack. 13 troops died and 18 were wounded in an ISIS-K terrorist attack yesterday near the Kabul airport. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was pressed on how the bombers got past Taliban checkpoints and if they may have been complicit.
Actually, I didn't hear General McKenzie put it that way, Jenna. In fact, I think in one of the questions he got, and I think it was Idris's, You know, he said, Idris asked, was there a failure? And the general said, of course, there was a failure somewhere, obviously. And he even alluded to the fact that it could have been at a Taliban checkpoint. So we've not been certain about that.
Tropical storm Ida is expected to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast this weekend, affecting parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. USA Radio News. State and local leaders in Louisiana are warning residents to leave low-lying areas and complete major storm preparations as Hurricane Ida makes its way toward the Gulf Coast. Weather forecasters are predicting the storm could lash the region with wind speeds above 110 miles per hour and soaking rains, which could cause widespread flooding. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell tells residents that no effort is being spared to ensure the safety of residents.
We do have a major storm heading our way. We are activating every single resource at our disposal so that we are prepared to respond. You know, we plan for this all year long. We plan for this.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declaring a state of emergency already. The storm also expected to hit parts of Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. When it comes to President Joe, his lips say no, no, and his eyes say yes, yes. So goes Joe Biden's trust in the Taliban, something he constantly denies. And here's what Biden said on August 23rd to a reporter asking him if he trusted a Taliban chieftain. I don't trust anyone, including you. I love you, but there aren't a lot of people I trust. The Taliban has to take a fundamental decision. I don't know what that sentence means. Now there's this to demonstrate what all his flippantly generalized distrust actually means, according to Politico. U.S. officials in Kabul gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies to grant entry into the militant-controlled outer perimeter of the city's airport. A choice that's prompted outrage behind the scenes from lawmakers and military officials. The move, detailed by Politico by three U.S. and congressional officials, was designed to expedite the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from Afghanistan as chaos erupted in Afghanistan's capital city last week after the Taliban seized control of the country. And it also came as the Biden administration has been relying on the Taliban for security outside the airport. Translated, This means the Biden administration handed over a kill list. All of those Afghans on that list are now on, you know, I'm sure that's been put through the copy machine. This is the kind of thing that if you get involved in something like this, this makes you feel dirty. And no shower is going to take away the taint. Does this sound like the kind of guys that you'd give that kind of information if you distrust them so very much? Well, the answer here is that Joe trusts them. And trust them and trust them and trust them. He's like Jimmy Carter was with the Iranians. Convinced that deep down, they're just good people that mean us no harm. The Taliban desperately tries to show them otherwise, but somehow Joe doesn't learn. And beyond trusting the Taliban of all creatures to provide security to the Kabul airport, which they didn't, because now 13 U.S. servicemen now lie dead and 60 injured. Now the news is out that he gave them a kill list of all the Americans and Afghani collaborators they're supposedly agreed to let through. That's names and quite possibly addresses, identification numbers, biometrics, all supposedly to watch for and let into the airport in order to evacuate, which they haven't done. And into these capable Taliban hands, who's, you know, do the names of Americans and Afghani collaborators supposedly go? Well, it goes to the chief of the Taliban security operation, a monstrous beast with a $5 million price on his head. Coming from Washington, we get the Taliban's new proclaimed chief of security in Kabul is someone who was designated a terrorist by the U.S. government 10 years ago and has a $5 million reward for information leading to his capture. Khalil Ur-Rahman Haqqani told Al Jazeera in an interview published Sunday that the Taliban was working to restore order in Afghanistan. He said, if we can defeat superpowers, surely we can provide safety to the Afghan people. Those assurances were called into question by what a Pentagon spokesman called a complex bombing attack outside of Kabul airport Thursday that killed 13 U.S. service members and caused undetermined number of Afghani casualties. And there he is. In his pocket, he's got a list with everybody's name and address and social security number, fingerprints. In the wake of yesterday's terror attack, the U.S. has reportedly welded shut the airport gates and now told all Americans and collaborators that the evacuation operation is over. So too bad about those still trying to get in there. But the Taliban chief, who let in at least one car bomber and several spray shooters straight to the airport gates, well, he still knows where Americans and Afghanis live. Apparently nobody on Team Biden suggested that maybe he was a guy not to trust. So instead of telling the Taliban to just let in all people with U.S. passports and maybe send a live cell phone photo to the Americans' preliminary vet, someone gave them a written list with all the particulars, which is theirs, to keep forever. Joe Biden brushed this off when he was asked about it Thursday, claiming maybe it happened, but he didn't know much, and in any case, it was to get Americans through in the Taliban's good graces, setting up the scenario to blame somebody else. Asked about Politico's reporting during a Thursday news conference, Biden said he wasn't sure that there were such lists, but he also didn't deny that sometimes U.S. hands over names to the Taliban. He said there have been occasions when our military has contacted their military counterparts in the Taliban and said this, for example, this bus is coming through with X number of people on it, made up of the following group of people. We want you to let that bus or that group through. So, yes, there's been occasions like that, to the best of my knowledge. In those cases, the bulk of that has occurred, and they have been let through. I can't tell you with any certitude that there's actually been a list of names. There may have been, but I know of no circumstance. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, that, you know, that here's the names of 12 people that are coming, let them through. It could very well have happened. He's not as demented as some people think. I mean, he is completely, this is completely diabolical. And which might explain if a tweet was true, reported behind the scenes action like this, coming from Jack Posobiec, Sullivan and multiple NSA officials checking with White House counsel if the admin faces legal exposure for providing material support to the Taliban. Because these guys know. They know the Taliban hunts down collaborators and executes people who had already surrendered. They know the Taliban has been doing house-to-house hunts for collaborators now. They know the Taliban wants to kill Americans. They know the Taliban's aim is to terrify the entire Afghani nation in order to consolidate control. And yet Joe Biden continues to trust, even though he repeats a mantra that he doesn't. Last July the 8th, he was saying, Mr. President, do you trust the Taliban? Is the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable? No, it is not. Well, they got 300,000 well-equipped troops. It is not inevitable. Do you trust the Taliban, Mr. President? Do you trust them? Is that a serious question? It's absolutely a serious question. Do you trust them? No, I do not. Do you trust handing over the country to the Taliban? No, I do not trust the Taliban. So why are you handing the country over? Mr. President, is U.S. responsible for the deaths of Afghans after you leave the country? Said it's a silly question. Do I trust the Taliban? No, but I trust the capacity of the Afghan military, which is better trained, better equipped, and more competent in terms of conducting war. And it's now obvious that he was lying then. And he believed what he wanted to believe about Afghan military readiness. He's saying he doesn't trust the Taliban once again. But this time he trusts the Taliban to act in its own self-interest. So, this is a guy who just doesn't care. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. After months of supposed hiding, the Capitol Hill cop who shot unarmed pro-Trump protester Ashley Babbitt at the Capitol, Lieutenant Michael Byrd, has come out of the woodwork to talk about his shooting in a softball interview with NBC's Lester Holt. And that's weird stuff, given that for months his identity had been concealed by investigators, Congress, and other supposed watchdogs, on the grounds that revealing it to angry Trump supporters was too dangerous, and whose investigative conclusions excused him from accountability. But now he's come out, and while he sits there and tells everybody that he does not have an agenda, he's very happy to tell Lester Holt about his great heroics. Now, he doesn't even need to do it. This is the thing. He was never compelled to come out and say, I was the one. Because he has been exonerated repeatedly. The most likely reason is a lawsuit, and these efforts by Babbitt's family to get answers. And we get this. Babbitt's family is suing for the identity of the officer to be publicly released, but so far the effort has not borne fruit. They're also filing a $10 million wrongful death lawsuit claiming the officer didn't issue a verbal command, according to the Washington Examiner. Now, a lawsuit would concentrate anyone's mind, even in the name of his agency, making it quite likely that he would think of preparing a defense. And it's a typical lawyer tactic when it can be done and a judge doesn't slap it down to try to sway public opinion, particularly when a defense is weak. Now, Holt, who has carried the water for many a political thing, he would be perfect to be carrying the water for this one, the perfect vehicle. The problem is that this effort has probably already backfired. See, Lieutenant Byrd, who makes north of $100,000 a year as a Capitol Police lieutenant, comes off as a dumb goober, a flat foot in any police department, a classic Parkinson's Law case of a man promoted to his level of incompetence. He has a history of mishandling weapons, as news media pointed out. He left his gun one time in a bathroom. Now, anybody that carries a gun knows when you go to the bathroom, you have to take off your gun to go to the bathroom. And you don't want it to hit the floor and make a lot of noise and call attention to the fact that you've got something really heavy that just hit the floor in the bathroom. So that means that you have to also get used to suiting back up before you leave the stall, right? Well, he left his in the bathroom. And as for shooting dead an unarmed protester, which normally cops would shrink at, he certainly didn't do that, nor did he signal any human emotion or empathy as most cops would do upon making a miscalculation. Instead, and I'm not making this up, I mean, I haven't seen it, I probably need to go look this up just because I've never seen this kind of audacity. He declared himself a hero and was demanding applause and maybe a tip. According to Breitbart News, Lieutenant Michael Byrd said in an exclusive interview with NBC News that he opened fire on January 6th after Ashley Babbitt failed to comply with his commands to stop breaching the glass doors leading into the lobby of the House of Representatives chamber. He said about 60 to 80 House members and staffers were inside pushing furniture to block the doors. Byrd said, and he said that he announced this, "My name is Michael Byrd, Lieutenant for the United States Capitol Police." He continued, "I believe that I showed the utmost courage on January 6th, and it's time for me to do that now." Anchor Lester Holt asked, "Were you afraid that day?" Byrd said, "I was very afraid." He continued, "I'd been yelling and screaming as loud as I was, 'Please stop, get back, stop. We had our weapons drawn.'" He added, "I was again taking a tactical stance," which doesn't actually exist. "You're ultimately hoping your commands will be complied with, and unfortunately they were not." Holt said, "And what did you think this individual was doing at that moment?" Byrd said, "She was posing a threat to the House of Representatives." And here's the problem with this. The officer's attorney claims he gave multiple verbal commands, but in the video where you can hear everything else, including the shot, the other cops that were behind Ashley Babbitt herself, they were inaudible because he was wearing a mask. And this begs the question then whether Babbitt could hear them either, if he did indeed issue them. Another problem is that there were cops on Ashley Babbitt's side of the barrier. And they were tacked up. I mean, these guys were all ninja'd up, balaclavas and all this other stuff. But Byrd was the only one that went to guns and went to shooting. Now, it is possible that he didn't do it with malice, though that's worthy of a question just because of his ties to Democrats. But if it wasn't malice, it appears to have been panic. And when you are a police officer, you cannot panic. That's never a good thing in a cop, especially one with a fancy title and a salary. Nor did he save countless lives, as he claimed, given that nobody in that unruly crowd was found with a gun. All of this was actually pretty obnoxious and embarrassing to hear this Keystone cop toot his own horn. Nobody else is characterizing this oaf as a hero, not even the Democrats, or at least not loudly. It's more like he's Barney Fife. And this is not going to help his agency's court case, and the Babbitt should look forward to a tidy payout after this kind of an embarrassment to the defense. The more he speaks, the less sympathetic he's going to be. I've seen pictures of this. This guy has not... I don't know which pathic he is. He's something. He's something. He's not feeling the way somebody who shot somebody should. What happened January the 6th was not an armed insurrection. So, having said that, The only person shot and killed during the January 6th insurrection, as they're putting it, was an unarmed female, military veteran. Any other time, this would be grabbed by the Democrats and run with. But because this woman was a Trump supporter, this is okay. They're signaling to you that this is okay. Don't you ever do this again, or we'll shoot you down like dogs. There really does need to be a reckoning with this crowd of people. At the very least, they should be banished from the halls of power forever. Never be allowed back in again. There's nothing, when you shoot someone, there's nothing to brag about. This is not something that you should be. I mean, you know, if you want to come through it and you're happy that you came through it and you're happy that you persevered and you're happy that you stopped the threat, that's good. That's one thing. But actually sitting back and claiming to be a hero, I'm afraid for me that's a bridge too far. Especially when you're a foul up like this guy is. Left his gun in a bathroom. That goes against everything a gun carrier is supposed to do. That, I mean, and he's a police officer. And that's part of his kit, right? That's part of his kit. So, yep, he came out. That's fine. So, hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.